I'm Oz, and this is Jake.
Hello!
The latest expansion for Zelda Breath of the Wild introduces a motorcycle. I'm just waiting for the first one that'll let me go dumb at the sideshow. You're in the damn woods.
Hey, yo, Trax, let me see what you got. Yep. I don't rap it, the beat don't notch. I need bass, make it fast. Every girl in the place shaking ass. Come on, come on. Yeah, that's that bass shit. Give her to a good that pussy.
Welcome to the Damn Woods Tech and Games Podcast.
It's your boys,
Jake and Oz.
Young 9/11.
Jesus.
That's what we go by now.
That's all it is. 9/11. Both of us. That's both of us. That's a formal title.
The 9/11 Commission.
The 9/11 Commission.
No, that's the us. 420 Commission. There you go. We should have workshopped that before, but
we didn't. It's okay. Hey,
anyway.
Everyone, video games, they're real, not a myth.
I know, it came as a surprise to us as well. We had no proof of them previously.
Yeah, we'd never seen them, but...
video games exist, apparently, so...
Yep. This new platform called Steam just came up over the weekend.
Yeah, some weird little company in Bellevue, apparently.
I don't know.
Real weird. Very unexpected.
Yeah, confusing. Confusing. Anyway, hey, so remember when we were talking about the Overwatch League like 7 months ago?
It's kind of starting almost.
It's almost starting and it's kind of real.
It's finally time.
Time to watch esports with your friends and family.
Well, I mean, so it's they're doing the preseason right now, trying to get people hyped up for their respective teams. I'm still trying to pick a team to follow.
Here's the deal. How much does it cost to have a team in the Overwatch League?
There you go. New Damn Woods team. The only Alaskan team in any type of professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. There you go.
Done.
Nailed it.
You're welcome, everybody. Finally.
Honestly,
Alaska gets a pro sports team.
I don't remember what the cost is, but yeah, no, let's really kick the Kickstarter into next gear here and get that taken care of.
Fucking pay. Jesus.
But anyway, no. Seen Overwatch played at the at high level, like,
yeah,
it's a very different game, but very impressive.
It's esports, so it's fun.
Yeah.
Esports. So here's some real talk. Esports commentators are either very funny or fucking terrible.
I've actually been meaning to try my hand at that, as ridiculous as it may sound.
Zero in between.
Yeah.
Like, I have never heard one be okay. They're either the most awkward shitbirds on the planet, or they are hilarious.
Yep.
More often, they are the former, but, you know,
on occasion,
that happens. Occasionally, some of them are funny and amusing.
Sometimes.
Either way. This is pretty cool. I'm kind of excited. I'm not like a huge esports person.
Esports.
but occasionally I do run out of other things, spawn, to watch. And yeah, this is... I'm more likely to watch this than I am like League of Legends Nationals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's more entertaining to watch just on its face, so...
Yes. I also don't thrive on like cringe like other people do.
Mhm.
Which is amazing. It's like every time I hear, I'm going to be real, people who are very excited about cringe also happen to watch a lot of MOBAs. I'm not saying there's a link, but there's a huge fucking link there, I'm sure of it.
You ain't wrong.
I physically cannot deal with like cringy stuff. Like, my brain is just, like, wired to be like, I am in pain because of this idiot bolt. You might get killed for this, you idiot. my brain just can't fucking deal with, like, people being just, you know what I'm talking about, listeners, when I say cringe. I mean, like, if you look at internet cringe compilations.
Oh, boy.
Like, I can't, like, I know a number of people who can sit there and watch them, and they're just like, love them, and I'm just like, fucking, like, physically receding from the screen, going to another room, waiting till the video is over. Like, I just cannot be around them for some reason.
It's funny because I can deal with a fair amount of what one might consider cringy comedy. But when it's actually just like earnestly people being uncomfortable human beings, I'm just like, nah.
Yeah. Nah. Cringy comedy I can't really deal with either. But like, yeah, no, like.
Some people have pretty wide definitions of what that is, though.
Repellent.
Yeah.
Anyway, which keeps me from watching a lot of esports.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that said, we'll link the Overwatch League stuff. It's interesting. Might be cool.
Yeah, I'm hopefully
the announcers don't suck.
Wanting to get on board. But I need to pick a team, and that's honestly the most difficult part for me now.
The real question is, how do we trick them into letting us be announcers?
I think that's really the main thing.
Drunk on the air.
Get your boys, Jake and Oz, as the Overwatch League commentators, and we'll just, I don't know, be like, oh, it's all right, I've had a better play as Junkrat, like just shit like that.
No big deal.
All the time.
I feel like this team comp could use a little more Junkrat, a little less every other character.
I'll just be like, Jake's constantly talking about the need for more Junkrat, and I'm relating everything to Unreal Tournament 99.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's just like the translocator. And then we're thrown off the air immediately.
Yeah. We're being physically removed from the building by Blizzard.
I don't want to support the San Francisco team. I don't want to support any team from Texas.
It's fair.
And so I might go for Shanghai, frankly. Like,
going for Shanghai. The Nick Land team, if you will.
Boston is also on the table, but the Shanghai games will be scheduled so that I can watch them. So,
yeah, I'm going to go ahead and also no big deal. Nick Land reference on the podcast, ladies. You're welcome.
I know so little about
Nick Land. It is not even funny. Cause I know he favorites tweets of mine when I'm angry at the government and
that's it.
That's it. I know he wrote some books, and I know occasionally I make jokes about him and the accelerationists who follow me laugh. So, shrug, Nick Land.
All you need to know.
It's fucking raining outside, FYI. Oh, God.
Oh, that sucks for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that may sound very normal to some of our listeners. That means you can't drive anywhere.
Tomorrow is going to be a total fuck show.
Yep. I do not envy you.
Oh, my Lord. Like, Cass told me earlier that it was raining in town, and then I just saw, like, a bunch of snow that just got wet fall out of a tree.
Oh,
like,
that rules. That rules so much.
That's super cool. Then I'm like, oh, no, I know what that means. It's raining here now.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah, that's
shit,
something
fuck ass.
I've been trying not to be real snide to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're doing Alaska Chat on the Games and Tech podcast, but it happens. So
it's half the podcast brand,
you know,
weird Alaska Chat.
A couple people I interact with on the regular, from the Southwest, from San Diego, you know, and they're lamenting. They cannot deal with the winters here. And it's like, okay, you know,
Seattle?
I get it. Well, yeah, so it's like, you know, that's a big change for them. There's a lot less sunlight. It's fairly cold by outside standards, you know? Like, yeah. I get it. And on the other hand, I just spent 2 years in Fairbanks, like, back in my hometown. And so, like, I'm just, like, polite, but I can't be sympathetic no matter how hard I try. Because it's
she's like, all right, pussy. believe me, like, I understand, like, exactly what you're saying. Because I've talked to, like, people who I don't hate, who are, like, outside people, who are like, man, it sure is cold here. And I'm just like, I went outside in my underwear this morning to start a vehicle, and it was 10 below. So why don't you fucking sack it up, nerdlinger?
Well, and also, like, being upset more about it raining than about, like, snow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't give a shit about the fucking snow or the cold when it rains in winter. Just like, oh, God.
Possibly the biggest one for me is often, like, oh, God, it's just terrible. You just never see the sun here. And I'm like, kinda. Like, yeah, I get, like, I totally empathize with that, but no.
Yeah.
No, I love how much sun I get here. It's great.
Pussy. fucking Valdez, a city to the south of us.
City very loosely, but yeah.
I mean, it's an Alaskan city.
Yeah.
It says city. they got 40 inches of snow over this last week with another 30 predicted.
Fucking
the pass is totally blocked off.
Well, that's fun for them.
Also,
damn.
Also, FYI, everyone else in the world has multiple roads to places. No, no. Valdez has the pass.
Yeah, no, it's...
And that's exactly what it sounds like. It's a mountain pass.
In Alaska, there is frequently one, and in many cases, none.
Yep. There are more places without roads to them in Alaska than there are places with roads in them.
Yeah. Anyway.
Heads up. Anyhow, yeah. No, like I heard about that this morning, and they're like, oh, the wind's blowing up from Valdez, and I'm just like, no. Don't you send those 40 inches of snow here, you piece of shit. And then the rain started, and I was just like, don't care anymore. I'm worried about new threat.
Now I am just staying inside until this is resolved.
Yeah.
Because have the roads everything about this.
Yeah. So like 1 year, I think the worst combo for weather driving is holiday weekend rain in the winter.
Boy.
Because everyone is like, I'm going home early. Then they're like, I forgot how to fucking drive. Or they're like, I'm a fucking GI wife. I never knew how to fucking drive.
Oh, God. Yeah, the number of fucking just new ass four-wheel drive cars in the ditch is always delightful.
Every year. Every single year. It's like a crop. Like, you're driving into town. It's like 7:30. You see everyone who's like... from Eielson or going to Eielson.
It's like, and I saw that we've had our first snowfall, or I see that it has rained.
Right. It is fantastic. Cause you'll see like full size pickup, brand new pickups, just like in the ditch on straightaways. That's the other thing is like, it's never on a turn. It's always on a straightaway.
Yeah. Just like lost control on the straight.
You're just like, what are you doing, bud? You just like slam the gas. You just real bored. Because it's easy to not die.
I guess the most, I don't know. So here's a bit of real talk. Mm-hmm. Even those of us who have been there for a long time, you know, that happens sometimes.
Wheels pop loose,
you end up in the
sometimes
ditch.
Sometimes you'll fucking spin out. Sometimes you're in the ditch. It happens.
The thing that's different is they just like leave it there and like fucking call, like, I guess call for a tow or something. Whereas... you know, I get my ass stuck in the ditch, and it's like, welp, and I hop out, and I pull the shovel out of the back. It's in the back of my rig, and just start digging, because it's like, well, I fucked up. Time to deal with this.
Time to fix this problem by digging my way out of this idiot ditch. The ditch of idiocy.
This
where
unbelievably
I belong.
Stupid ditch that I got myself stuck in.
Yeah. They're trying to think. There's like two roads near me where one ditch is like, you need a tow truck to get out. Like, you need a tow truck or a truck with a, like, dualies, basically, to pull another vehicle out because the ditch is so fucking retarded. And that's a two-lane road with, like, non-standard size lanes, so that's, like, death in the winter. It's super fun. And then I'm trying to think I think the only time I've had a car slip out from under me was I think my first winter with my old Mercedes back in the day. And I just gotten snow tires on and I had just fixed my four-wheel drive, so I wasn't used to how the wheels kicked in because it was like a reactive four-wheel drive system.
Oh, yep, that'll do
so
it.
So it would be like rear wheel to front wheel, and then like I was turning into traffic, no less. I was turning like across taking a right on an intersection, and I was like, oh, I am clear. And then I was just like, I'm on the median. I went from clear to physically on the median. And I was just like, it was like under 5 seconds. I was just like, huh. there's an amount of just like shock. You're just like, well, that's different. That was a new sensation.
This is a cool new trick I learned.
Yep.
It was super fun and I liked it. And I didn't pee or anything.
Didn't die, not dead. That winter was full of moments where I was just like, cause you know, once you learn how to drive, it's fine. You're bad shit happens. You can react to it. other people are oftentimes the problem.
And that's true.
Like, I had a dude swing a Suburban in front of me in an intersection. I was doing 45.
That's a classic move.
I am going to die because the roads are icy as shit. I'm still doing 45, and this dude doesn't know what the turn arrows are, apparently. And I remember just I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's see if we can get out of this. And I swung my car around it somehow. And I was just like, I survived. And I managed to get back in the lane and drive, and it was fine. It didn't occur to me what happened until after I was already down the road. And I was just like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. The adrenaline kind of kicks in after some of those.
Yeah. You're just like, oh man, I'm like, you want to fight somebody immediately. Anyway, before we get too deep into Alaska talk,
into the woods here.
Into the woods. Bunch of new games coming out. Got announced again. Video games. I found some. I was very excited. Mega Man 11. So
Mega Man 11.
Two kind of abortion spiritual successor reboot attempts.
So what was the first one? Was it 7 or 8?
Mighty Number 9.
Oh no. That one I knew about. I meant the first time they were like, oh, we're going to do a new Mega Man. Like in the tradition of the original.
That was Mega Man 10. They actually did a pretty good job.
Was it 10? I didn't think it was that recent.
10 was because they really, they went up to Mega Man 9 back on the PlayStation.
Oh.
And then they were no more Mega Mans. And then,
so to Mega be clear, Man we 10. Are we are talking about the one where it looked like, they made it look like an NES game. And
yes,
they
did some Mega marketing 10, yeah.
That. Okay.
Yep. Mega Man 10 was fun. Mega Man 11 is updated graphics, but it's made by Capcom, and there's a potential it might not suck. It looks real pretty.
All right. I'll take it, I suppose.
It is no Mighty Number 9, which was an abortion. Just sad.
Oh, yeah. That one, they overpromised, underdelivered real, real hard, if I recall correctly.
Yes. I watched a Let's Play of it, and I was just like, because there's a few people who were real hyped about Mega Man, who were real hyped about Mighty Number 9. Well,
It's got some very dedicated fans.
It does. Honestly, a surprising amount of fucking super dedicated fans.
Mm-hmm.
Considering Mega Man is not a very complex game.
Yeah.
But that said, new one's coming out. Looks pretty. Might be okay. Shrug, who the fuck knows at this point? At least it won't be Mighty Number 9 too.
I mean, there will never be a Mighty Number 9 too, and that's probably okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, real quick, shout out to Groove, official show nemesis, for hooking us up with this at the last minute out of nowhere. Valley of the Gods, from the people who made Firewatch.
I'm annoyed when Groove is right about things.
Yep,
same. Because this is legit intriguing.
For those of you who did not play Firewatch, or watch someone play Firewatch, one of the two, Firewatch is a pretty interesting walking simulator / adventure game.
I mean, you know, people talk shit about the walking simulator genre, but if there's an interesting story to tell,
yeah, that's legit. I think this is one of the cases where that was it was indeed that. There are a lot of walking simulators that are probably very bad, but there's a lot of every game genre that is very bad. That said, Firewatch was not one of them. It was an interesting story. It was fun. It was weird. It's real sad.
Mm-hmm.
Real sad.
Good shit. Anyway, so those devs are working on
a new game.
Yeah, a new
new first-person adventure game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 1920s style Egyptian explorer kind of situation.
That's pretty fucking cool looking.
Honestly, Firewatch, if nothing else, Firewatch was a visually impressive game. It was pretty. So this looks cool, though. This looks this is the very first thing we've seen of it. So
it's just a little bit of what appears to be gameplay footage.
And some
fucking
movies.
Cool. Looks pretty fucking cool.
If these dudes can do an okay job with storytelling like they did with Firewatch in that universe, I will be thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
Firewatch is a real short game, 15 hours, if that. No, it's 8 hours. if that. It's real short. Yeah, yeah. It may be shorter than that. It may be like a 4-hour game now that I think of it.
You know, it might be 15 minutes. It might be 15 minutes
long. About 10 minutes.
Just keep sailing it back.
About 10 minutes of gameplay. And then you watch the fires. yeah, I don't know. We'll see. This will be interesting. I'm excited because they, like we said, they made a good game before. They might make a new one that's good.
Yeah.
Shrug.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, as always, wait for a review, we're gonna also strongly recommend for one of the other big trailers just dropped for the Game Awards.
Oh, yeah.
From the creators of Payday 2, because they decided we want to do something. Like, you know, they rode that Payday money train. They pissed people off a little bit.
They pissed, like, most of their fans off.
A lot, actually. But here's the real shit. We want to do a co-op survival game. Like, not just co-op heist, co-op survival.
Yeah.
Like, in the tradition of Left 4 Dead, that style.
Right.
But they want to do co-op survival horror.
Which is interesting. Payday 2 is a game that was, before they introduced a lot of bullshit, was a game that was very fun.
I mean, it's legitimately entertaining. It's just that then they were like, they're like, problems. Okay, we're gonna introduce loot boxes, you know, siren song of the era. Yeah. But they're not going to be pay to win. And then they did actually let you get performance boosts.
Yep.
From stuff out of loot boxes, and yeah, all hell broke loose.
Yep.
But like, hey, we just want to do. We want to do survival horror.
So,
and we know they're capable of doing a good co-op game.
Yeah, if they manage to not do the thing they did with Payday 2,
yeah.
After like building up goodwill for 2 years roughly, probably more counting Payday 1. Yeah. Be interesting. I am hopeful because I know they can make good stuff, and I know they. I feel like they might do the loot boxing again, and like
it's a legitimate concern, and that's why I mean you got to take the wait and see approach with fucking everything these days.
Yep.
So pre-order nothing. Wait for reviews on everything.
Yep. Wait for reviews and gameplay footage. Let someone else take that idiot risk.
Yes, but the footage for this does look pretty compelling. So
it looks pretty cool.
We'll see what happens.
I am. I'm not super hopeful. Anyway, yeah. Fuck it. Fuck stuff forever. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Next thing, a couple like indie announcements got across my screen this week. So Fallen Legion is like a. Like almost like a rhythm game JRPG, which I know a lot of JRPGs have like kind of like a rhythm game action base, I guess is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
This looks. I'm torn because like the concept is interesting where I'm like, oh, it's a weird JRPG. But also the art style infuriates me.
I mean, that's honestly a lot of that stuff is just hard to get past.
If you look at the run animations for anything in this, it's like a lot of cool ideas here with this god awful art style and terrible, like shitty stick figure, like I don't know, non-animation, I guess. It's cheap and I'm sure that's fine. But either way, could be interesting, might suck out loud.
It's intriguing if nothing else, and that's not nothing.
It comes to Steam pretty soon. It was a PS4 game, I think. But Fallen Legion might be interesting. We'll link the trailer. I don't know. I am, like I said, I'm very torn. Art style, like, I'm not, like, a person who really depends on, like, looks at a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when an art style, like, bothers me, I can't play the game.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Like it'll forever taint every other view I have of the game. That said, next thing, kind of interesting. Warlocks 2 Godslayers, yet another thing I've never fucking heard of. So this looks like It's like a hack and slash action RPG. 5 characters, co-op, etc. But it looks like what's that fucking the game with the autism that isn't Minecraft?
Terraria. Yeah, that's the one. Even less than Minecraft.
I'll be real, Starbound is just a better Terraria.
Don't at him. Or at him.
Don't at me. If you want to talk about Starbound, I'm probably not the one. I played like a few I played an amount of time on Starbound, which was great for a $15 game. Anyway. That said, this looks like it might be interesting, especially the co-op aspect. Because it's a 4-player co-op action RPG side-scroller that looks fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's compelling. That is a compelling set of factors. And as with the others, we'll see how it pans out. But I do love co-op. Like, co-op is something I'm just way get into.
Yeah, definitely. So I feel like... Go ahead.
I mean, I am almost to such an extent that I think in a lot of cases, I would straight up prefer a really good co-op story game to a single-player story game.
I agree.
Yeah, actually. I mean, I realize I'm an outlier. But
it happens.
I just love a cooperative experience. I love that problem-solving that you get, like getting your crew together,
right?
Actually beating something that's really challenging.
Or teleporting your friend into lava and laughing about it.
Or, you know, doing that. Like, that's an option, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. This could be interesting. It's available Q1 2018. It's a hack and slash side scroller, 3 whole worlds, mid boss, final boss, etc. The whole bit.
Oh, man, all the bosses.
Yeah,
multiple kinds of bosses. Damn.
Yeah, look out, ladies. Might be interesting. We'll find out though.
Yep.
We don't know. Obviously.
Waiting to see.
Yep. Next thing, I'm actually very excited about this, Vermintide 2,
that's right, Electric Boogaloo, ladies and gentlemen. Yep,
the very same. So, Vermintide 1 was a very fun game, but it was very, very hard.
Very, very like, hard, and also very large for some reason, like, not to speak of its quality at all, but...
No, like... It's a very large download for
like
what it is.
40 fucking gigabytes, dude. That's insane.
Especially for like what the game actually is.
Yeah, that, which is that, a very competent Left 4 Dead 2 clone.
Right. With a lot more melee.
Yeah. not casting shade. Like, if you're going to copy something, Left 4 Dead 2 is not a bad choice. And, like, if you do it well and add just enough to keep it fresh, then hell yeah. Hell yeah, that's a lot of fun. But it is a Left 4 Dead 2 clone.
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's kind of the thing, right? That's like, I mean, that's the genre.
Mm-hmm.
Left 4 Dead 2 is the genre.
I mean, it was such a pioneer of co-op survival that naturally there's going to be a lot of copies, a lot of things taken from it, and that's fine.
Vermintide, first to add like, lynching by rat as a death method, though, so... You know, there's that.
There is that.
I played a lot of
Vermintide. It gave people what they really wanted, which was to be lynched to death by a rat.
Lynched by a rat in a sewer.
That's what I'm constantly...
Your character screams and is dragged off into a corner.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's pretty intense.
It's like, when you got smokered in Left 4 Dead, it was just like, all right, this sucks.
It sucks a bunch.
But when you get grabbed by a noose rat in fucking Vermintide, you're like, oh God.
Well,
someone
in part
help.
Because you know, with the smoker, it's like you get dragged up against the nearest surface. With a noose rat, they just start carrying you off.
Yeah.
Like, welp. Just wandering away. That's cool.
It's
thanks
the
for
least
that,
cool
I guess.
Thing humanly possible.
This is super rad. I'm just way into it that you're running away to your friends.
Where are my friends?
Me.
Why are they not helping?
Why are they not here? Where are they? Oh, God, please help.
Oh, God, please help. Where? Either way.
Anyway, Vermintide 2.
You've left for it too. Vermintide 2's footage looks pretty good. It looks like they've added a fucking troll slayer, which is awesome.
I mean, that's hype as hell.
I'm going to be real. Like, Warhammer Dwarves, incredibly metal.
God, they are super metal.
Old World Warhammer Dwarves, in case you were not familiar with troll slayers, are effectively like criminals with a death sentence. So,
and they are commanded to fight everything until they die.
Fight monsters until you die.
Until something kills them.
That's exactly it. And honor, like, that's how they keep their family from being ruined, basically. Their family name from being ruined. They go out and do the honorable thing, which is die ridding the world of shitty giant monsters.
I mean, it's metal as hell.
It's incredibly metal. It's very cool. They're like, I would say they're like the weird, almost Ronin of that universe.
Yeah, they have that going on.
Big
time.
I'm trying to think of what the book titles are. William King wrote them, some of them. There's more, but they're all called like Manslayer, Elf Slayer, Troll Slayer, Rat Slayer, etc. Hang on. Warhammer Troll Slayer novels. Gotrek and Felix novels.
It was one character, right?
Gotrek is the Troll Slayer, and Felix is his dandy human friend. He's like, I'm a bard! And he's like, shut up, idiot.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean, Felix eventually becomes a very competent fighter and is rad also. But initially,
he's definitely just some guy.
He's like a fop. He's like a super dandy. He's like, Gotrek meets him at like a college protest.
Oh my God.
Literally, like the local college is protesting something the guards did, and the guards are about to murder the protesters. And Gotrek drunkenly stumbles in between the guards and him, and like beats one of the guard's horses to death. Just because he's
spectacular.
An angry dwarf, and he's like, what's going on here? And Felix, like, it's this human and this dwarf are criminals now. And they become amazing outlaws, and they're great. Anyway, sorry.
Those
are fun books.
Good sideboard. That's some good shit.
It's of the Warhammer, Old World Warhammer books, those ones are my favorites. I do like, I think the trilogy is called like Black Company or something. There are some that are real good. There are some that are incredibly like tropey, Warhammery bad books. That happens. Yeah. Anyhow, sorry. Next thing. Moving on.
It's looking intriguing.
Looks cool. They're fighting beastmen and chaos dudes and shit. Not just rats in this one.
I mean, I'm hella into chaos. Cool. So
chaos, if you will.
The chaos mans.
Chouse. Old Chouse. Johnny Chouse at it again. So fucking out of nowhere, Nintendo at it again, by the way. Fire Emblem Mobile made $240 million this year. Not even a year. Less than a year.
Wasn't that like lower than their expectations?
Yeah, a little bit, but still.
Which is hilarious, because that's so much fucking money.
That's a dick house. And because, like, we talked about Fire Emblem a little bit on the show. Fire Emblem series, strategy RPGs. Nintendo was like, what if we made one of these with a bunch of dumb fucking mobile game mechanics? And people were just like, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, that's my shit.
Give me that shit immediately. and I've played a little bit of it. I don't care enough to keep playing it because I have Fire Emblem games on my 3DS.
Yeah. See, I've never even bothered with Fire Emblem. It just does not seem like my type of shit.
Yeah. There's part of this, like, I like the strategy RPG part. I enjoy the anime waifu simulator part of Fire Emblem. I'm like, all right, can we skip? Nope,
no,
not skippable.
You can't skip it? Fuck.
Doing the anime parts,
well,
I guess.
Well, neat, I guess.
I'm going to play, is this a dating simulator now? I don't know. Whatever. moving on. And then you play Fire Emblem for 6 hours straight and don't realize it. I actually ended up watching fucking one of the McElroys do it.
Oh, yeah.
I think Griffin plays them, but like, I was watching his one of his Let's Plays of it, and he's just super thrilled about Fire Emblem and all the dumb anime shit, and I'm just like, you're such a fucking nerd. But whatever. Griffin's great.
Yeah.
The World of Peacecraft series, honestly.
Oh, my God. No, we weren't going to talk about it. We're not talking about that game that's set in.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good idea. We should not do that.
We're not doing it. Don't worry, folks. Got your back.
We got you. Hey, so another thing kind of struck me as odd. That I'm old and dying slowly. That we all are. We are aging constantly and dying immediately. Another World is 25 this year.
Oh, my God.
So, this is a game that if you were a child with a computer and you could play games on it, and you're in your 30s or 20s, late 20s, you probably played. If you're in your 40s and you had computer games, you played this, almost certainly. It's one of the first, like, it was not the most amazing looking game on the planet, but good Lord, was it the first game to ever really scare me.
I mean, there's something to be said for that. Like, horror games...
It's not even a horror game.
Yeah.
Well, there are moments.
There are moments. The thing is, like, games have to go through, in my experience, a whole additional layer to scare you. Like, if you're watching a horror movie, it's like, boy, those people are making dumb decisions, and I'm going to get the jitters.
Yep.
With a game, it's like...
I'm making dumb decisions.
So it's like, I'm making my good decisions. I know how to get through this. Oh, fuck. Like, why isn't it working? What's going wrong? Oh, shit. I thought I was doing a cool thing, and I wasn't doing a cool thing. Oh, shit.
It's like, this is like in the vein of, what was that adventure game where you were like a kid in the jungle and there's just a bunch of aliens shooting fucking lasers at you, and it had like 100+ death scenes for the kid?
Oh,
like pre-rendered?
Shit, was that... Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about.
I think so? Which one?
I'm saying kid in the jungle because that's all I remember about it. Hey, everyone, we're back. I just took like 6 minutes to find this game because it bothered the fuck out of me. It turns out the reason it reminded me so much of Another World / Out of This World is it's the same developer.
Yep. Turns out.
So Heart of Darkness is that game. And it's basically a game. It was a PlayStation 1 game and a PC game, it looks like. And Game Boy Advance canceled. Thank God.
Yeah, that wouldn't have gone well.
Yeah, it came to PC in 2001, was on PlayStation in 98. Anyway, Another World was like a game legitimately that horrified me. And not because like the graphics were good, because like everything, you know what I mean? It wasn't because like everything was, all the shit was like top of the line or whatever, because I played it well after it was like a thing. I played it, you know, I was like, I already had better graphics elsewhere. But like this game, like it has the classic PC game thing where it's like, you fuck up, you die, fuck you. You know what I mean? And every kill scene was horrifying.
Yeah.
like within the first number of those,
even some just adventure games. Like, oh, yeah, point and click adventure games would have really horrifying death scenes.
Like the Space Quest games and the fucking... Yeah, no, fuck that shit. It's cool, though. Like, also, the fact this is 25 years old, this is on GOG. It usually, like, drops, like... It's $5. If you've never played Another World and are interested in a classic gaming experience where a very large monster will eat you in the first screen, or a slug will eat you if you don't jump over, or kill you if you don't jump over it.
This might be for you, you fucking weirdo.
You animal. Anyway, this is good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. No, the whole thing where it's like, if a game can scare you and still be this, like the graphics can be this shitty, mm-hmm. it's done well. It's doing something right.
That is legit. Because like,
the controls aren't good, but they are not bad enough that you feel like they are keeping you from succeeding.
Mm.
So it's one of those things where you're like, oh, if I just, you know, edge over to this thing and jump here instead of like jumping a foot back or whatever, I can survive the fall or blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, your gun has limited shots and there's no like ammo counter. So you kind of got to watch, like you got to run out one time, but you got to count.
Yeah.
And like you meet a friend and then, yeah. It's fucking weird. And this is like, I think there is a, you used to need a wheel that had like a puzzle thing on it that you could only solve with this wheel.
It was like,
No, it was like a physical piece of paper.
Yeah.
I think
if you're doing a digital copy of the game, then
I think they've removed that puzzle or just it's like an automated part of it now. That, or they'll just tell you on the website.
Still, we're checking out.
It's worth checking out. It's an old game. It's 25 this year. Go play it. It's fun. It's weird. I think that's actually all we have. Besides dying inside slowly because aging is a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, hey. just wait 2 years. It'll be 20 years since fucking Unreal Tournament came out, so
cool. Find me a gun. Fucking
thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate you spending your time telling your friends about the podcast. If you want to join us one additional time a week, and let's face it, who doesn't? Patreon.com/thedamnwoods. $5 American gets you access to our political podcast. We don't like politics, and you probably don't either if you like this show. So listen to us rage out about it for the correct reasons, so you don't have to.
Yeah. Like, we've talked about ourselves as political sin eaters before, and we are exceptional at it. We would be mad at politics regardless.
Oh, yeah.
So we figured, why not?
We do it as a free action, but this way we express it in a semi-healthy manner, only bleeping the really incredulous stuff or really bad stuff.
Well, it's mostly the stuff that would probably get us locked up. Like the illegal stuff.
The actual illegal shit.
Right. Like where I...
$5 a month. There are higher tiers if you want to get specific rewards. So, yeah, check us out there.
Check us out.
Put our logo on your body.
Also that.
teespring.com/store/d-damn-woods. I swear to God we're going to get that URL shortened at some point.
One day.
But get a shirt. We got merch. We got stuff. Put it on your body.
Stickers,
force it in the vicinity of people you disagree with. And then get them to buy a shirt.
Yeah. Holy shit. Get your fucking worst enemy to buy a shirt. Or
do the hat trick. Get your enemy to buy a shirt.
Get your enemy to buy a shirt. Get several enemies to buy shirts. I'm for it. Anyway,
get arrested at a protest wearing our shirt.
Yeah. Get into a fight with a cop in one of our shirts.
There you go.
Honestly, that's really the most on-brand thing that could happen for our listeners. Fighting a cop drunkenly wearing a damn wood shirt. Some kind of Illuminati member. Some kind of LaCroix enthusiast fought a cop.
That would actually be so good. I'd be so okay with that.
I'd be very happy with it. We would not legally associate ourselves with you at that point, but...
Yeah. No, we will disavow you, but it will rule, and...
It will totally rule.
Yeah.
We will high-five you if you get proven innocent.
Otherwise, join us Monday for Tekken Games, Friday if you're a backer for the Backer Cast. And otherwise, have a great week.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye, I love you. Go, 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 make a side show. What? Go, 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 go